Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, January 4. Coming up, nearly 400 farm workers leave for Canada today. Security Minister to begin literacy training for inmates, and Jamaica and China sign new education agreement. The details after the break.
Do not post your location on social media. Predators are always seeking potential victims online.
Always walk in groups. If you happen to be walking alone and suspect you're being followed, make an alarm or go into a crowded area to get help.
And parents, ensure you have a recent photograph of your child to assist the public in identifying him or her should your child become missing. And remember, under the ANAND alert system, every missing child should be reported immediately to the police or the Office of the Children's Registry.
You may apply for legal aid at the Kingston or Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinics, the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, or the Legal Aid Council. You may also inform the judge or magistrate in your matter that you require an attorney at law to represent you. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 948-4861 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm for further information. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
Now the news. The first batch of farm workers for 2017 will leave today for work in Canada under the Jamaican-Canadian Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program. The group of approximately 375 workers are expected to take up employment opportunities in greenhouse production of vegetables, fruits, and other crops in Canada. Minister of Labour and Social Security Shahini Robinson says the program is important not only to the participants but to the local economy.
The Jamaica-Canada Employment Program continues to be a constant source of job opportunity for thousands of Jamaicans and a vital source of foreign exchange remittances to the Jamaican economy.
Last year, 15,611 workers participated in the Overseas Employment Program, with nearly 9,000, or more than 50%, having gone to Canada. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Labour and Social Security's Overseas Employment Program is being broadened to provide work for highly qualified and skilled personnel. These include information technology IT specialists, recruited recently to work in North America as part of a pilot program in partnership with the Jamaican diaspora in the United States. Labour Minister Shahini Robinson says the partnership has the potential to reap great success.
The opportunity to access more forms of employment through the use of technology is on the rise. As Minister, I'm anticipating considerable uptake for these job opportunities.
Minister Robinson notes that the government will continue to seek out more opportunities to improve the lives of Jamaicans. She adds that the ministry is seeking candidates to fill positions which provide operational support at the United States Naval Station in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Further information is available on the ministry's Labor Market Information System website at lmis.gov.jm. Inmates spending more than 6 months in any of Jamaica's correctional institutions and who are unable to read will soon be required to undergo literacy training. National Security Minister Robert Montague says he will be seeking to make literacy classes compulsory for eligible inmates as part of their prison term.
Those who come to prison and spending more than 6 months and cannot read and write, it is my fault if you leave after 6 months and cannot read and write. You're going to learn to read as long as you are, my guest.
This, the minister says, is a key part of several other initiatives designed to help rehabilitate prisoners going forward. Another such initiative will see some inmates being required to participate in the preparation of prison meals. Minister Montague was speaking at the recent Jamaica Constabulary Force devotion exercise. And Jamaica and China have signed agreements to implement a student exchange program and a reciprocal teacher exchange project set to begin this year. The agreements were signed following a recent visit by a 5-member delegation headed by Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid to China. There will also be collaboration in best practices in technical and vocational training, as well as science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM education. The team visited 4 provinces in China, meeting with education, youth, and information personnel in Beijing, as well as with representatives of China's Youth Facilitation Agency. The Jamaican delegation also conducted several factory tours coordinated by Chinese lighting company Bini Corporation. Additionally, talks are being finalized to provide math and science kits for the Jamaican education system. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.